Here is my canticle, unsystematical, which is so typical when one is physical. My epic poetry rhymed with absurdity, done with rapidity and with insanity. I loved Angelica, she was so colorless, had no celebrity, only timidity. She was malignant, and her rapacity made my esophagus laugh very heavily. In a cold evening in the big theater, we hear the notable and virtuous pianist. Outside was Zephyrus spoiling the spectacle. Therefore Angelica became asthmatical. I took Angelica to a good hospital and found a specialist with prices moderate. After examining, it was so terrible. She had the cholera and also syphilis. I ran immediately to buy some medicine and also strychnine to help her agony. A stupid pharmacist was irresponsible, confused the formula, made it illegible. He was unscrupulous, he was ridiculous, changing the elements in all recipients. I ran back speedily 13 kilometers, riding my bicycle faster than lightning. Faster than lightning. In a hot afternoon, when she was shivering, I gave Angelica that drug or medicine. Such an experiment brought her no merriment. She had two chalices and got paralysis. What a fatality, what a calamity. It was an overdose to her esophagus. The thing I gave to her would bring a grave to her. She cried infinitely and died instantly. Heard that got serious, found it mysterious. A man so curious became so furious. Got many manias, a miscellanea of neurasthenia and schizophrenia. Died Angelica, and in her tumulus she was lugubrious and quite inanimate. After the autopsy, the doctor diagnosed that my Angelica's ill was invertebrate, but in her memory made a sarcophagus black like the ebony near the asparagus. In the green botany she lives in harmony, in the monotony of immortality. And as an epitaph, poetic dolorose, I wrote an epigraph, pathetic amorose. Here lies Angelica, who in palaces, a girl so glamorous died with paralysis.